Jeff, I know that many companies talk about having an open door philosophy and that they're happy for their customers to call them any time of the day or night. And I've heard you talk about this too. Is this true?
It is true. As a matter of fact, most of my customers, or actually, I should say all of my customers, have my cell phone number. And I've told them if it's morning, noon, or night, weekends, I've had calls at 2 in the morning on a Sunday on something that needs to be solved or up or running by Monday morning. And that's the way we work because our business is part of your business. We're there to support our customers. I have a story I tell all the time. We actually had a customer who was a large financial institution. And on a Saturday night, and it happened to not just be a Saturday night, but it was a Saturday night of Halloween. The customer called me at close to midnight or so and asked if we had a hard drive. Apparently, they were using Sun Microsystems. The hard drive went down when they rebooted the computer, and they did not have one anywhere in the Western United States. Well, it happened that at the time, systems engineer hoarded all the stuff we would get out of older equipment. We went over to his garage. He happened to have that exact part number in his garage. We drove at 1 in the morning in our costumes over to the data center in Sacramento, and basically the CIO meets us there, and he's like, "Guys, I can't get you a purchase order for this until Monday." I'm like, "We don't need a purchase order. Let's just get it going." And we handed off this drive, and they got it up and running within a couple of hours. And so, to support their worldwide financial needs, they were running by Monday morning, and it was a big win for our customer. And that's the way we look at all of our customers.
So I have one more question for you. It's lovely to hear about the technical details, but can you tell us a bit about your costume?
Oh, my costume. I mean, you're talking about Jack Sparrow,
Ah,
my
Jack
hero?
Sparrow.
Yes, no, Jack Sparrow. It's kind of my staple. I've collected the pieces over the last 10 years, probably since the first Jack Sparrow movies came out in the Pirates of the Caribbean. I've got pieces of costume from islands in the Caribbean, from Disneyland, from all over the place. And in fact, I wear it so often now, my 11-year-old son actually says, "Dad, can you dress up as something else this year?"
That's great, Jeff. Thank you.